We have had an ongoing discussion in Denmark about how to deal with asylum seekers. We have an xenophobic right-wing party called the Danish People's Party. It's the second largest party in Danish politics. And they have been mentioning the Pacific solution of Australia, the offshore deportation of asylum seekers that has been the practice in Australia for some years. They've been mentioning that as a role model for Danish asylum politics. I think it's quite unique among Danish parties that they see it that way. I think all other parties more or less agree that this is not a solution for Denmark. Alone for geographical reasons, it would be very difficult. I mean, Australia and Denmark are positioned geographically very different in the world. We don't have a Pacific Ocean to send anybody into. But apart from that, of course, there are various ideas about, I mean, some parties in this parliament would like to limit the number of asylum seekers coming to Denmark. We think in our party that it's very important that we live up to the Refugee Geneva Convention of 1951 and deal with the asylum applications that we get. Last year, in 2015, 21,000 asylum seekers come to Denmark, and we definitely do not think that this is a task that is so big that we can't deal with it.
If you're saying that you don't agree with the way Australia goes about it, what's the point of this trip? You say it's a cross-section of MPs that are going. What do you expect you're going to get out of it?
Now, the chairman of the committee is from the Danish People's Party. It's been very important for him to go. The majority in the committee have agreed to go on the trip, the study trip, which is obviously a very expensive study trip for a parliament in Europe to go all the way to Australia. But now it's the case, it's going to take place. So our party, in spite of the fact that we think it is of no value for the Danish discussion to study the Australian solution, so-called solution to this problem, it's important for us to be there and for our MP, Johannes Schmidt-Nielsen, to go to Nauru, as it's been made possible now, and to act as the eyes and ears of the world in a situation where most Australian and international journalists are actually barred from going to the island because of the visa restrictions. So because access to the island of Nauru is so restricted, it's become important for us to go there and report on how the conditions are for the refugees and asylum seekers on the island.
Which brings me to my next question. How did you get visas to get in there?
That's all been done by the Danish embassy in Canberra and the administration of the parliament. That is not a procedure that the individual political parties here in the parliament have been working with. So I really don't know exactly how this worked. I myself was surprised that the group of six parliamentarians were going to be allowed into Nauru. As I understand, it is extremely difficult for others to get access. But I'm glad it's been made possible.
And your MP that's going, what's she going to be looking for, and what sort of action do you expect she's going to take after she's seen what it's like there?
Well, she's going to ask questions, and she's going to want to see all the parts of the centres where the asylum seekers and refugees live on the island. She's obviously going to be interested in how is the health situation, how does the hospital work on Nauru Island, is it possible to evacuate patients if they are in a serious condition to Australia. I understand that there is a distance between the Australian mainland and Nauru that is about as big as between Denmark and Afghanistan, so it's quite a distance. She's going definitely to ask questions about how the conditions are for the people who are now being kept on this island without many possibilities of going elsewhere.
And can you just explain for us the situation in Denmark and Europe? Is there how strong and is there a push for this style of Australian style of offshore processing?
Well, as I started by saying, the geographical situation here in Europe is quite different from the Australian situation. So I think most politicians realize that, but of course there is a sort of right-wing populist movement across Europe in several countries where they have parties that sort of get a lot of votes at elections on presenting easy solutions to the electorate, sort of telling them that we can just send our asylum seekers away. I think that there is a good consensus among the rest of the European politicians that there is a responsibility, for instance, for helping the refugees from the war in Syria. I think the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, has done a good job in welcoming refugees there. I think our neighboring Sweden has taken a lot of refugees, and I would wish that our own government here, which is a right-wing government but not a populist government, would be more generous in accepting refugees, and we are working for that in our party.
Australia's major parties would say they've had a lot of success in so-called stopping the boats. Is it not worth exploring some of these ideas in Europe?
I don't think stopping the boats helps the refugees. The refugees are in danger in the countries where they flee from, and there is a necessity for a global, responsible solution that makes sure that the refugees who are afraid of persecution, who are afraid of war in their home countries, have an alternative, and Australia has not been helpful in that respect.